Welcome to Blazing Language. I'm Ken Nesbitt. How many times have you started learning a language only to give up when life got too busy? It's a frustrating cycle, but it doesn't have to be that way. Today, we're exploring how to break free from the pressure of traditional study and build a relaxed habit that actually sticks. You'll discover a simple, natural approach to language acquisition that turns daily listening into your ultimate superpower. Let's dive in. Have you ever found yourself staring at a language app, realizing you've lost your 100-day streak, and feeling that familiar wave of defeat? You're not alone. So many of us start a language journey with high energy, only to burn out when life inevitably gets busy. We promise ourselves we'll study for an hour every night, but within a few weeks, the textbooks are gathering dust on the shelf. If you're tired of this frustrating cycle, it's time to stop starting over. Today, we're going to look at how to build a language learning system you can maintain for years, one that fits naturally into your adult life without feeling like a second job. The main reason we struggle to stay consistent isn't a lack of willpower. It's the method we're using. Most traditional language classes and apps treat language like a history class or a math equation. They ask you to memorize long lists of vocabulary, drill grammar rules, and practice speaking before you're ready. This approach requires an immense amount of mental energy. When you come home after a long day of work or taking care of your family, the last thing your brain wants to do is actively analyze verb conjugations. It's simply not sustainable for the long haul. To build a system you can actually keep up with, we need to shift our focus from language learning to language acquisition. There's a big difference between the two. Learning is the conscious study of rules and structure, which is exhausting. Acquisition, on the other hand, is the natural process your brain uses to absorb a language. It's how you learned your native tongue as a child, and it's how your brain is still wired to learn today. Acquisition happens when you understand messages, a concept known as comprehensible input. When you feed your brain language that you can mostly understand, your subconscious mind does the heavy lifting of figuring out the patterns and vocabulary. You don't need to force memorization. Instead, you just need to show up and pay attention to interesting stories and conversations. The easiest way to get this input is through listening. Listening is the ultimate low-pressure tool for busy adults. Unlike writing or staring at a textbook, you can listen while you wash the dishes, walk the dog, or fold laundry. It turns dead time into rich, engaging language time. But listening isn't just convenient. It's also deeply emotional. When you listen to real people talking about their lives, traditions, and perspectives, you aren't just learning words. You are connecting with a culture. This cultural immersion is what keeps the spark alive when the initial novelty of a new language wears off. Instead of translating dry sentences about buying train tickets, you get to explore how people actually live, think, and feel in another part of the world. It transforms language practice from a chore into a rewarding daily ritual. So, how do you build this into a permanent system? The secret is to lower the bar. Instead of aiming for perfect, hour-long study sessions, aim for 20 minutes of relaxed listening every day. Think of it as a steady climb up a staircase built from small daily habits. If you have a busy day, 5 minutes of listening is still a win. The goal is to keep the language alive in your mind without causing stress. By removing the pressure to perform or speak perfectly from day one, you create a sustainable routine that you actually look forward to. This is exactly why we design our Blazing Language podcasts the way we do. We want to provide you with calm, engaging stories and cultural insights that are easy to understand. It's not about high-stakes testing or rapid-fire drilling. It's about sitting back, relaxing, and letting the language wash over you as you learn about the world. By making our podcasts a part of your daily walk or morning coffee routine, you are easily feeding your brain the high-quality input it needs to acquire the language naturally. When you stop treating language learning as a race with a finish line, everything changes. You realize that you don't need to rush, and you don't need to be perfect. The journey itself becomes the reward. By focusing on comprehensible input, prioritizing listening, and embracing the culture behind the words, you'll find that you no longer need to keep restarting. You'll have a gentle, sustainable system that grows with you, year after year, opening doors to new connections and a deeper understanding of our shared world.